You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We are catching up again now here on RNIB Connect Radio with Vida Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands, for another of his audio-described theatre reviews. Hello, Vida, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
As ever, great to be back. Thank you very much, Toby.
This week we are taken on a thrilling journey into the last 24 hours of Willie Loman's life in one of the greatest plays of the 20th century, with Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre. So, Vidar, how did you find this fresh new production of Death of a Salesman, led by acclaimed actor David Heyman at the Birmingham Rep?
Well, I found it a very compelling production, and I think it's quite some bar to live up to, being described as one of the greatest plays of the 20th century, but I would certainly concur with that. I've seen it before, but not for a few years, and this particular production was very dramatic, very powerful, very engaging, albeit in a rather heavy way, because the subject matter is quite serious, as people may be aware. And the cast did a superb job in bringing the action to life on stage and letting the emotion of the whole scene and the whole play sort of take over the audience, I think I would say.
Yeah, and I think some people have said it was maybe slightly simple staging to this production of Death of a Salesman, with just a few chairs and tables on stage in front of a backdrop of a large tree, with actors and musicians sort of watching the action and waiting for their turn. And I suspect possibly focusing more on the detail of the people on stage, their conversations, with, I think, clever choreography of Willie's sort of hallucinations. And I wonder, through that audio description, did you get a sense of when the hallucinations were happening and when it was sort of present day on stage?
The audio description was very clear with all of that, and in fact it was a dry run for the audio describer Carolyn Smith on this occasion, so I was unable to go to the actual AD matinee the following day, when there would have been a touch tour as well and we would have seen close up some of the set that you described. But that was described in the pre-show notes, ever helpful pre-show notes, so we did get a feel. I certainly felt I was aware of what the staging was, what the backdrop was like, and how that all came together with the unfolding of the play. So, yeah, the audio description. You might think, actually, because, you know, it's easy to follow the story from the dialogue in the play, because it is very much, you know, just intense dialogue all the way through. But there's a lot that does happen and that does require audio description. And the more you're aware of that, the more you realize, you know, if it wasn't there, how much you'd actually miss, even though you perhaps wouldn't know you were missing it, if that makes sense.
No, that makes total sense. And I suspect with a play like this, where you are sort of given a glimpse of the hallucinations that Willie is experiencing and all the other action that's happening in sort of present day, you need that description. I mean, although it's probably, you know, you can get some of that through the dialogue, but you need those extra sort of, you know, sort of expressions that the actors are making of the characters that they're playing. So when it sort of flips from one thing to another. So the description is so important.
Absolutely, and just really to reinforce it for anyone who's not familiar with audio description or indeed how it works, it's bringing to life what's overtly visual in any play, and as you say, Toby, the expressions of the actors, all that sort of thing is part and parcel of that, and that gives you the whole, well, you're able to appreciate the play in its entirety, not just listening to the dialogue, important though that is.
And there's a lot of tension in this play, and I suspect especially between Willie and his son Biff, who's played by Daniel Cahill, and that tension must have come across within the audio description as well.
Really strongly. Both were very, very good in their respective roles. I also thought that Linda, the woman who played Linda, was superb in her role too, and you know, the tension within the family was palpable, and that was down to their superb acting.
And there are some slightly lighter moments in Death of a Salesman too, but still quite dark, though.
I think that's right. I think there's a mixture, but it's predominantly pretty heavy, pretty dark. You know, you sort of have premonition that it's not going to end well pretty early on in the play, but it's very, very powerfully done. And if anyone hasn't seen it, then it's well worth going to, you know, watch either this production or get a chance to see it in the future if you're unable to see it this time round.
And Arthur Miller wrote Death of a Salesman, I think almost 75 years ago, and it was based on the experiences of the Depression in America at that time, which feels very relevant today with everything that's happening in the world. And I think that's something about a play that's written 75 years ago and the staging of it now that really sort of makes you think and makes you sort of show that, I suppose, that relevance of the play as well.
I think relevance is a good word, and it shows in a way that the themes of the play are sort of enduring, and, you know, drama might be set in a particular context, but some of the themes that it explores, that it helps to portray, are very much themes that matter in people's lives, whatever the time or the period in which it's set. So, yes, I think the whole question of relevance is very important.
Well, Death of a Salesman continues on tour around the country, and details of dates and times of performances can be found by visiting deathofasalesmantour.co.uk, and for more details about access at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre, including details of audio-described performances, do visit birmingham-rep.co.uk/your-visit/accessibility. Next time, Vida, I think you'll be reviewing Calamity Jane.
Yeah, and musical the next time, which I haven't previously seen, and looking forward to sharing that with you and listeners next time we speak, Toby.
Well, as always, thank you, Vida, for sharing your audio-described review of Death of a Salesman at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Great pleasure, Toby. Thanks so much.